You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz studios in Los Angeles, California, and streaming live on Ustream, this is AfterBuzz TV for Teen Mom. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest Teen Mom news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, picking up where the show leaves off, and the buzz continues, it's AfterBuzz TV for Teen Mom.
Hello, hello, everybody, and welcome to Teen Mom 2. You know what? I'm not even sure which episode it is. I think it's episode 4.
You would be right.
No, Ed, you have it wrong. It's episode 3.
No, it's not episode 3. Phil just told me I'm right. And what? If Phil said I'm right, then I'm right. And Isabel,
fill in.
Yeah, he's filling in. So as you already heard before she was even introduced, Isabel spoke up. So we've got myself, Isabel. It's the holidays, so we don't have our usual hosts. We don't have Mari Fagel. We don't have Jessica. And we don't have Star. Although Star, I don't remember her saying that she wasn't going to be here. I think she could call in if she's listening, call in Star. And then, you know, we welcome our regular Twitter follower, caller, people to call in too. But we do have, since it's the holidays, I have both my mom and my son in the studio today. My mom, Cynthia, say hi.
Hi.
And I have my son, Christopher, here. Say hi.
What's up?
Okay. So anyway, so they're here on the guest couch, not in the host category, but they're on the guest couch, which is fine. So.
Welcome, welcome.
Yeah. So, and Isabel is joining us on the phone, which is fine because it sounds nice and clear. Good job. I don't know how you did that. Are you on your cell phone?
I am. I'm actually at a holiday party, and I didn't want to miss this. So I'm on my cell phone, and I hope it works out.
Wow, it's working good, Phil. We like it. We like it when the technology comes together like that.
Well, it must be a lame party. That is so quiet.
Excuse me. I'm outside. I'm not trying to be rude and put you through all that.
Okay, so anyway, like I said, it's the holidays. We got started a little late. We're going to have a short and to-the-point show. But very, very interesting stuff went on and happened in the show. I'm the only in-studio host, really, so the camera's probably going to be on me the whole time. But Isabel, I was going to start with Janelle. Okay, starting with Janelle, and I'm guessing it was Christmas because she got jumper cables.
No. It was her 19th birthday.
Oh, it was her birthday. Okay. I was a little confused because I thought that the paper looked like it had Santa Claus on it, but I guess I could have been wrong. And I didn't see any Christmas trees.
It might as well, because if we all saw those gifts, Mommy didn't really care.
Well, I mean, what was she thinking? It's her daughter's 19th birthday. And she's going to, she needs jumper cables and she needs fix a flat in case she gets flat.
Right. But, and not too long ago did you teach me that, Ed. You don't give someone what they need, you give them what they want.
That's right, that's right. And that actually
her
came.
Her mom gave her what she thought she needed.
Right, and that actually comes from my mom, who used to give me socks and underwear for Christmas, and I would complain to her, telling her I didn't want that, I wanted toys. But anyway, that's another story. So I thought that was, I didn't really know what that indicated. Like, Janelle seemed to laugh it off. It was like, you know, this is a joke. Like,
right.
You know, how did you feel? What was the significance of that?
I actually thought that this was a joke, as in to, hey, I've heard you've been sleeping in your car, so let me give you things for your new home.
Oh,
you know?
My gosh. So
that's
mean.
That's exactly how I took it.
So mean. I mean, and with her mom inviting her back, you know, in the last episode, and now she's living there, and she's saying to us that, you know, to the audience that her relationship with her mom is getting better, and she's happy about it. And I don't know if anybody at all believed her last episode when she said that her and Kiefer were over. I mean,
no, No. We all didn't. Neither did her mom. Why do you think she's giving her cable for her car and a flat tire repair? Because she knows, you know, sooner or later you're going to end up back in your car with her. So let me just help you out and give you some things you may need when you're out there living in your new home, which is your car.
That's just messed up. I think you're reading a little bit too much into it, but that's okay. That's messed up.
Oh, Ed.
No, I do. I think...
So gullible.
I don't know. Yeah, I put it like this. I wanted to believe her.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, and what I found, my theme for this show, when we talk about all these girls, is going to be that, man, they are just going through stuff that is too soon for them. They're too young for it. But, okay, so then she's doing homework or whatever and checks Facebook, and the Kiefer dude gives her a message on Facebook saying, can you call me? Can we talk or whatever? And so she calls him.
Right.
I mean... I'm thinking that what she needs to do, if what she said last week was true, she's, you know, separating herself. She just told the police on the dude, but she obviously still feels for him, maybe loves him as much as a 19-year-old can, right? Go ahead.
Right. Well, no, I think we have a Chelsea number 2 in our hands, and this is going to be one of the storylines where it's just not going to end. And, you know, this girls who are, you know, I don't know. I know we talk about how they're 16 and now they're 18, but once you have a child, I think part of you becomes a woman, and they still haven't reached that point. So they're always going to go for whatever's easy. In this case, Kiefer's easy.
Yeah.
It's easy because as much as, you know, they're having all this drama with their moms, it's easy to keep them around because they get men or kids who just want to have someone to have fun with. So Kiefer's around. I mean, we know Janelle is not a 24-hour mom.
Right,
pretty much do whatever she wants.
That was going to be my question to you. Do you think, because, correct me if I'm wrong, this is the only mom that we've had that actually signed over the parental rights to her mother, to the grandmother.
Right.
Do you think that Janelle has, like, less pressure, and so she has not matured, and she's not being, like, you know how... like what you said, when you have the baby, it's like it forces you to become an adult. It forces you to make all these tough decisions. Do you think that for her, signing over those rights, it's kind of like a release of pressure? She doesn't have it as bad as the other moms?
No, I don't.
No?
Because I think in her position, it's kind of, I don't think it's less or more. I think it's about the same amount. Mm. She knows her son's there. She thinks about her son.
Yeah.
She gets to see him. I mean, this is one of the girls that whenever I see, you know, the baby run to her or even look at her, I cry just because I think, oh, my God, that baby must miss his mom.
Yeah.
He has to know his real mom is. And she's the only girl on this show that brings tears to my eyes. But I don't think it's easier for her. I think, as a matter of fact, it's a little harder. She actually has to work to win both her mom, her stepdad, and her son, her own son. Most of these girls have their daughters and sons on their side, and they get to choose and make decisions however they want. She has none of that.
Yeah. And she has the added, I guess, stress and pressure of this person who she's involved with, whether she says she is or not. That's just such a drag. I mean, you know, now she's kind of, you know, if you can avoid having interaction with the legal system, do it at all costs. Stay out of court. Don't get speeding tickets. Don't nothing. And here she is, you know, she has the potential to maybe live with her mom and make something of herself. But she's got this guy who is really, based on what all the girls said last week, you know, just a loser that's going to do nothing but bring her down,
right,
that she needs to just walk away from. And she goes to pick him up and take him to jail to turn himself in for jail. That she reported him for.
Put him into, right.
Yeah.
But, you know, and it was a little, I wish, you know, when Kiefer came on the show and said, you know, on this episode, he mentioned something like, you know I kicked your door, and I know I was angry at you, but I never once put my hands on you.
He said, I never assaulted you, right.
Yeah, and she replied, I know, but I was just angry because you're not allowed to just ruin my property. I was thinking, you little, you know, how do you just think it's that easy to put anyone in jail? I get it. Maybe take him to small claims for your small property, but to say he put his hands on me?
Well,
you know, that's a bigger issue, a bigger problem. And she never once admits, well, Kiefer, you did touch me. She never once said that. And, you know, we mentioned that last week. that wasn't televised, so I don't know if it actually happened.
Right, we don't know what happened. She said that he pushed her down, you know, and grabbed her hand when he tried to take the keys. And
right.
You know, if he did, then under the law, yes, it's technically assault. But
right.
But
right.
You know, things can be exaggerated as well. Hey, Phil, I did want to. I actually planned on taking the most time with Janelle because she had the most interesting portion of the show. But there was, at the beginning of the show last night, there was like last week on or previously on Teen Mom, right? There was a scene where somebody was pushing somebody in the car, and I was thinking that it must have been Kiefer. Did you happen to see that, Isabel?
Yeah, that was the show before. That was the episode before where they actually got in a fight and the friends were present. That actually happened.
Okay, so that wasn't the one that
Kiefer takes her back into the car. And I don't know if you remember, because maybe you might have turned around or something, but it was really fast. They're out bowling with friends. Remember that?
Right, okay,
and they get angry at each other, and what he does is she follows him, and he grabs her and just throws her back in the car and says, go home.
Okay, because what I saw there was assault. It absolutely was. He shouldn't do that. But again, things can be exaggerated or whatever. I don't think that was necessarily something that maybe he doesn't need to go to jail for that. But but that is definitely under the guidelines of the law. So
on that episode, it was both of them because she actually hits him, socks him a few times, and throws some stuff at him.
Okay, so they were both at fault there.
Holds her hands or her arms from, stop hitting me, and pushes her into the car like, goodbye, just leave me alone.
Right, right. Okay. Well, the other thing that I thought was interesting as, they go to jail and he's going to turn himself in is he said things that, I don't know if the listeners know this, but a guy will feel and will even say to the people around him the exact same things that Kiefer said. Meaning he said, man, he goes, I didn't assault her and I don't deserve this. And, I shouldn't have to go to jail. Going to jail is not going to help me with this thing. Maybe I shouldn't have kicked the door and I shouldn't have, but I don't need to go to jail. I don't deserve this. The difference in this situation is that he got to say all this. And normally, when the guy is feeling this stuff and saying this, the girl who's the so-called victim is not there to hear it. But
it's
because
not around, right.
Right, right, because this one was different. So she has to, and she's 19. I don't think she has the maturity to know that, dude, you're responsible for your own. She was probably feeling, hurt and guilty and responsible and everything else. I mean, just a bad scene. Like I said, so much stuff for a young person to have to go through. I think she should have said, no, dude, I'm not taking you to jail. Get your own ride. I don't think she should have done it. But, hindsight is 2020 and she's young. So,
2020. So women are allowed to just go and be immature. No, I agree with you. I believe that, maybe this would have shown a maturity side of her as a woman and as an adult. You send him to jail, so you go ahead and you go all the way with it. Send him to jail, let him deal with what he has to deal with, the end. But instead, she ends up driving him to jail, and when he says, are we over, he says, she says, I don't know. I don't know what to say.
Yeah, I think she
doesn't even have an answer for that.
Well, she, she, again, same thing, maturity. She doesn't know how to be a full-fledged individual in this situation. She doesn't know how to be strong.
Right.
What she knows how to do is she knows how to do what the person in front of her wants her to do. That's what she knows. And she didn't have an answer. And I can't believe he was even saying that. I'm like, dude, she just sent you to jail. It's probably not the girl you want to have be your girlfriend if she's going to be sending you to jail all the time. So just,
I think this is little that he has to pay compared to all the things he's put her through. She's given up a lot for him, but it doesn't matter. You live by your choices.
Well, of course.
These are the choices she made. These are the choices he made.
But, I mean, he's older than her, obviously, right?
And he is older than her.
Yeah, and he's going to – I'm like, dude, why are you asking if this girl is going to still be with you? I don't even understand. But, so he goes into jail and then – I had enough of that. It was just really, it was difficult to watch, and you could see that it was painful for Janelle. So let's move on to Chelsea. Can you hear me there?
And speaking of moving on, and maybe it is Chelsea, I don't know. Uh-huh. But why don't we take a caller?
Oh.
Okay, go ahead. We have a caller.
Caller, you are on the line. Area code 913.
Okay, we don't know who that is. Caller, what's your name? If you can hear us, caller, 913 area code, what's your name?
They hung up. Prank calling you.
Maybe they're prank calling us. Well, so we're moving on to Chelsea, and that would have been cool if it was Chelsea, by the way, Phil. That would have been awesome.
See, I scared her.
Like, you'd have been
it
like,
was Chelsea, I scared her.
You'd have been
her.
A clairvoyant there.
Really?
So with Chelsea, you know, we got the situation with Adam, and I'm just, I don't know if disgusted is the right word.
Well, yeah, pretty much, Ed, because last week and the week before that, we all said, Chelsea has no storyline. Her storyline is going to go, oh, I love Adam this week. Oh, I don't love Adam this week. Adam's going to call her a stupid bee, you know, bitch, like always. Yeah. And she's going to think, oh, that's so sweet. He loves me. Like, it's like the opposite with her. We saw Adam be a great, you know, not great, but he tried, and you called her out on that. You said, I'm very proud of Chelsea, because instead of saying, you know, you didn't do this right, she didn't pick and nit on the bad things,
right.
She actually gave him props for the good few positive things that he tried.
Right.
But it only lasted so long.
Yeah, it only lasts so long. And now I don't know what the right way is to handle. Maybe she needs to put Adam in his place. Maybe she's telling him to leave, get out, never come back. Maybe that'll straighten him out. I don't know. But this time they had a fight, and I don't care what the fight's about. He took the baby and he left with the baby, and then she's trying to call him and he's not answering her for like 24 hours or more. Okay.
Right. And I actually, you know, this is where I was hearing some of our fans talk about this. I had some of our fans mention exactly that. I was sitting at a table and I hear some of our fans saying, you know, did you watch T-Mom last night? This guy drove off with the baby. And I was like, oh, are you guys talking about T-Mom? So you definitely, you know, that was the shocking part where she only called a few times and was like, oh, I texted him. He's saying he's not bringing her. Moms really do that?
No, wait a minute. No, don't forget that for the amount of, there was like a period of 24 hours almost where I believe he didn't respond at all. He didn't say anything at all. Maybe it was late that night where he finally responded. Okay. And he said, and I wrote it down, I'm keeping her shut up. That was his text to her. So.
Yeah, shut up. No, he said, shut up. I'm keeping her.
You're right. And I'm like, you know what? You can do lots of stuff if you're mad, but you can't take the baby and not answer your phone. That's what you can't do. That's not acceptable at all.
Agreed.
Yeah, and I thought that she took it way too easy. I don't know why she was so calm about it, because that I would have been very, very concerned and upset. Not thinking that something was happening to the baby or wrong, but just that whole situation was just inappropriate. I didn't like it at all. And then on top of it, she has to get her sister to come take her to her physical therapy appointment. So Adam was supposed to take her to that. He didn't. Leaves with the baby, not answering his phone. He clearly doesn't care about Chelsea at all. Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong. He really does not care. At least this time he took the baby with him, so we know that he cares about something or someone, you know? And does he really care about this baby, or is this his way of really getting to Chelsea? Like, I'm going to get back to you.
Yeah.
I know this is going to bother you. I know this is the only way that's going to hurt you, because I've called you all the names in the book. I've used you any way I can. You found out about me and other girls. You've heard me call the child a bastard.
Yeah.
I've done all of the above. Nothing gets you off of my, growing area.
Yeah.
So let me just take our child. Maybe that will wake you up. It's like there's nothing left for this kid to do to her.
Yeah, I think Chelsea's caught up in like a fairy tale. She would rather be, you know, obviously she is infatuated with Adam and all that, but she would rather be in a relationship with her daughter's father than not.
She said it plenty of times. She's never had another man or guy in her life but him.
Yeah.
So maybe that's the way it goes with your first guy.
Maybe so. But that was tough to watch because Chelsea she's her own victim, and she's a victim of, you know, as much as she allows Adam to mistreat her, that's how much she is a victim, and it's hard to watch.
Right.
Then we can go to Kaylin, who, I mean, is this the one? Well, Chelsea's the one that has a story. This one, I thought it was boring and silly, this part, where she goes into the gynecologist to talk about birth control, okay?
Right.
And she, you know, he runs down all these things. She decides to go get the IUD, okay? She gets it and then, you know, goes back into the house where, you know, with the boyfriend, Jordan, and it tells him about it. And I guess, I don't know what she was expecting him to say, but he acts like a little kid who is, what, 9 or 10 years old talking about sex, the way he was giggling. Did you see that, Isabel?
Yes, I did.
When he was, like, covering his mouth and he was blushing, and it was like he was a child. And I don't know. I mean, obviously, me, again, another example of just too young, going through stuff that it's too young to be doing everything the way they're doing it. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, Caitlin doesn't have to go right back into a relationship where she's sexually active. I mean, she's so young. She doesn't have to, but she is. And with a guy who, you know, smiles and gets red in the face when somebody says sex.
Well, you know, we can't be mad at that, though. He's living his age. Just because this girl, you know, decided or whatever, I don't want to say mistake because I don't want to. Okay, just because she made a mistake
right.
and went ahead and had sex and had a child at such a young age, he's living his age. He's living that age where we have sex, but we're not ready to talk about it. We're embarrassed to even mention the word sex. You know, I have friends nowadays, I'm 28, and I have friends that you mention the word sex and you see their faces turn red, and I'm just like, okay, they're not one of us. You know?
Yeah, but
talk about it.
That's the thing. I mean, I feel like, okay, he's old enough to be in a relationship where he's having sex and using protection.
Ed, but we don't live in that world. That's I know you. Oh, by the way, happy birthday, Ed. I know you just turned 40.
Oh, man.
But we're a different generation, girl. Different generation.
Well, I guess I'll say thank you halfway for that. But
we're in a different generation. We don't talk about it. We do it. We don't talk about
okay.
it. And we reach after a few years. We decide to speak about it. And it's still a little embarrassing. He's only, what, 18?
I don't know. I thought he was older than her. I thought Jordan was older than her.
No, they were around the same age. He's only 18. He's not ready to talk about it. She's done a lot more things than he has. You know, she's all upset about, oh, he doesn't talk about it. Well, I'm sorry. He didn't open his leg and give birth. You know,
yeah.
He's just starting.
Well, like I said, I don't know what it was she expected him to say because, I mean, to me, there's, you know, what are you going to say, you know, when your girlfriend tells you that she's got an IUD, he's like, hooray, I don't have to use anything now. You know, that's the only thing he could do. But he didn't even know enough to celebrate that.
No. That's where you're getting it wrong. She said, I'm on the pill, and he's wearing condoms anyways. She said it straight out. This does not change anything. He'll still be wearing a condom, but at least he knows I'm trying to.
Okay, because, well, I remember when she went in.
She was not trying to say, hey, it's okay. It's, you know, open 24/7 with no protection.
Right.
She was just saying, at least you know I'm trying. I know I can keep up with the pill, so I'm going to get something that's going to be in there, and I'm trying. We're both trying.
Okay,
so she wanted this assurance from him to say, oh, okay, you're doing great. Thank you. Thank you for helping me.
Well, but then she complained to her girlfriend that she tried to have a sex talk with him and he clammed up and didn't say anything. I mean, like I said, what was she expecting? So you're saying she just wanted support.
She just wanted support. Like, thank you, baby, for thinking of me and not making me the only one be, you know, the one that's responsible and trying to make sure we don't get pregnant.
Okay.
I don't think she wanted him to say, oh, my God, thank you. I don't get to wear, you know, a little glove. No, she still expects him to wear a condom.
Well, he came back later in the show and I guess made an attempt to try to talk to her and apologize or whatever. And
Do you feel like that was production, though? Like saying, by the way, you're going to come back and say, you know, I know you tried to talk to me about it, but I wasn't ready, and now I'm ready to say thank you.
No, I think...
I thought that was a little staged.
Well, no, I don't think so. I think it was Jordan, and I also think based on how he did it, it was totally weak, and it was like he was not even really saying anything. So, yeah, I think it was... My feeling was that it was him on his own realizing that he clammed up. See, to me, I think we, you know, sometimes we're watching a show and we forget that these people will behave a little bit differently, maybe a lot differently, because the cameras are there. And so I kind of feel like maybe he was a little bit more embarrassed because it was on camera. And afterwards, he probably thought about it, and that's why he came back to try to fix it. But he was still really nervous when he did when he came back to try to apologize and talk to her again. Okay, so that was Kaylin. We can finish up with Leah, who had a very nervous ride to the hospital where she was going to find out the results of the MRI of Allie's MRI.
Right.
And she got from the doctor, it was a good news, bad news situation. Now, first, before we get into that, did you notice how the doctor was like, was he nervous because of the cameras or was he nervous? What was wrong with the doctor? Did you notice this?
Yes. Really, really, Ed, you were really paying attention to the doctor?
I pay attention to all of it. The doctor was weirdly nervous. Like, to me.
The doctor, Leah's hair.
Well, see, now I could say I saw her hair too, but what's your comment on her hair?
No. I think we mentioned this at the beginning. We say how these girls look like they've grown up. They all look prettier. You know, they look like they're taken care of. You can tell that MTV money is buying some of these hair extensions.
Oh, is that what she's got?
I couldn't tell. She looks better. I mean, we're looking at her from the first season where she's wearing crunched up, like crunchy hair with like straight bangs. And now she has this wavy, long, you know, beautiful hair.
So in between scenes at home, do they have like a makeup chair and stuff? And they got like MTV people doing their hair and stuff?
They have makeup chair and hair.
Really?
People. Yes. I think the doctor was just a little awkward. Like you're walking in to talk about something serious and there's cameras all over your face. What do you expect?
Maybe so. I felt like he was holding back, like there was worse news. I couldn't tell. I couldn't get a feeling.
That's because you're a dad. We expect the worst.
Believe me, I was still feeling the pain of the parents having to watch their child be put under anesthesia and go on the MRI. I mean, I was still feeling that because they showed, you know, at the beginning of the show, they showed, you know, last time on Teen Mom. And I was just like, oh, man, that had to really suck. But, so the good news is nothing wrong with her brain, nothing wrong with the right eye, but the left eye, the optic nerve didn't develop enough. And that's a bad thing because according to what we're hearing on the show, it's not something that gets better. So I don't know I guess we'll find out. They're going to go to a geneticist to see, and I don't even know what's the point of that. They said the geneticist is going to interview the whole family, find out about the family history, but I don't know why, for what. How is that going to help the babies?
Right. How is that going to help her? What do we need to do? How much is it going to cost? That's all we care about.
I don't know. But, Phil, that was our last girl, so we're ready to go to commercial when you are.
Okay.
And what? Oh, and then the other, did you notice, and Phil, you can just tell me when, but did you notice that Aaliyah, the other twin sister, I mean, she's, you know, both of her eyes are healthy and she's happy and playing.
Right.
I feel like, is it going to be a situation where this one that's got the messed up optic nerve gets all the attention? Because they're twins.
That sounds like a prediction.
No. I haven't seen that. Corey and Leah both are always around.
There we go. We'll just mute Isabel for a moment.
Oh, that's messed up.
Just kidding. We'll come back with predictions. Ed, you know the drill. You tell me when you want to go to commercial,
baby. I told you.
You tell me.
But I didn't want to tell you and then just stop talking because silence is against the rules.
Yeah, well, here you go.
All right.
After Buzz TV.
Hi. I was once like you, a lazy, angry loner whose only joy was watching TV and surfing the net. And like you, after I'd see one of my favorite TV shows, I'd be so excited and have so many questions that I'd actually have to talk to my douchebag coworkers about it at the water cooler. Then I discovered AfterBuzzTV.com. AfterBuzz TV produces after-show webcasts and podcasts for TV series of all kinds, like post-game wrap-up shows for all your favorite TV shows. AfterBuzz TV hosts are industry insiders who break down episodes of shows, take calls from fans, and interview cast and crew from each series with over 60 different after-shows, from Boardwalk Empire to American Idol to Vampire Diaries to Real Housewives and more. Now, after a night of TV, I can ignore my stupid coworkers, who I hate, and go straight to my desk and watch or listen to all my favorite AfterBuzz TV aftershows and have all the TV fan interaction I need. Thank you, AfterBuzz TV.
AfterBuzz TV. What do you want to buzz about?
And now, your AfterBuzz TV.
Well, wait a minute. I have a question. Why did that...
Wait, I have have a little bit of gossip, though.
You have a little bit of music gossip?
Not huge gossip. I have, like, a sentence.
What? Something that the girls at the next table said?
AfterBuzz TV News.
Remember, we mentioned last week that Amber was put back in jail. She was arrested for not showing up in court.
Okay.
Sorry about that. I find out, you know, that she actually indeed spent Christmas Day in jail, and they were actually talking about what she got fed in jail. She got tofu turkey, and she had some peas and some Jell-O. That was her dessert. She still is in jail, and she's not due to go to court for January 10th. So there is Amber in jail, and little Leah is at home with Daddy Gary.
Did you just include what she ate for dinner as part of the
I'm
gossip and news?
That because this is how big this girls have become. The gossip websites made it a big deal to tell us what she got fed during Christmas Day.
All right, I guess I'll allow it.
Last time I read that was Paris Hilton and, you know, Lindsay Lohan, and now we find out what Amber's eating in jail.
I guess we'll allow it. And by the way, something just spilled.
We'll allow it. Do you have some gossip, Ed?
Well, what did the girls at the next table? They were gossiping,
what
right?
What had happened was.
So, but anyway, regarding. Okay, so first of all, another thing. Something just fell. Was it in the studio, Phil, or in the booth there?
I don't even know.
I mean, what? Something fell.
Oh, yeah,
no,
but
no,
what?
No. It was something here. It was something that was.
No. You're on the street corner, working your corner right now, because we can hear the cars going by. So that's why we know
I'm
you.
Not in my corner. Because if I was in my corner, I wouldn't be on the phone right now.
See, that's what I figured. But anyway, Isabel's out. She's moonlighting. It's what you call what she's doing. Something fell in the studio. We'll figure that out later. Phil, my question is, why did that guy doing the commercial sound a little bit like Kevin Undergaro, like making a voice? It wasn't, right?
It wasn't. Come
okay.
On.
It sounded like
that's our announcer, Sir Richard Wentworth.
But he did a voice, like he made himself sound totally different than he normally sounds, right?
No,
well, that's just Sir
like Phil.
It sounded, sounded like Phil.
That's except it's not me.
Like
I don't have those powers. I don't have those superpowers.
Okay, so Phil. As he said, my prediction was I said one of them earlier, but we'll do predictions
TV
now.
Predictions.
Hey, that's a different little segue there.
Well, you know, I already played.
That was a
one.
Short one.
Yeah, I
didn't know we had a short one. This new stuff is happening. I'm too old for this, Phil. You can't be making changes without telling me.
Well, Ed. By the way, well, you're going to be really, really mad, Ed. Can I tell you why?
What did we change now?
Well, Ed, in 2012, we're going to have a lot more shows. There's going to be lots of changes, Ed. And
well, you know,
are you
going to
be
okay.
The question is, are you ready for these changes, Ed?
As long as you tell me ahead of time, I'll be ready.
All right. Ed. I mean,
you know what? Roxy told me that Snooki's coming.
Yeah, she's coming in studio. Okay. 95% chance that she is.
Like, that's a high percentage chance. How does Roxy know already? Like, how does she know already? Do we even know what day it is?
Let me tell you. Roxy will come in and tell me, Phil, I heard you have a meeting with such and such. I'm like, I didn't hear that. 2 seconds later, I get a thing on my email. But anyways, that's not the point, Ed.
So Roxy is connected some kind of way.
Roxy is connected. For those of you who don't know Roxy is a host of ours. She does
No,
shows.
She's not a host. She's the AfterBuzz shot girl. That's what she is. Which she would be proud to be.
Yes. And speaking of shots.
Yeah.
I was trying to find a segue.
Yeah,
but no
you
good
did.
There's going to be many new shows, so look forward to that in 2012. And hey, if you like this show, tell your friends.
Yeah. I'm excited, actually, about new shows. I'm excited that me and Isabel are planning to do Awkward for MTV.
Awkward, yes.
We are very
awkward.
Excited about that. We and for all those who are fans of Awkward, we personally know the actress that plays the mom. And she's on board to actually come in studio. And we'll give Phil the details on that, and that's going to be very exciting. So I'll give my predictions really quick for each of the girls, and then you can follow up, Isabel. Janelle, I think it's obvious. She is going to be there for Kiefer when he gets out of jail. I just have no idea what's going to happen, but she's going to be there. Chelsea, God, I don't see her being able to shake herself free from Adam at all in the near future. Not in the next episode. Kaylin, I don't see her situation lasting with Jordan. I don't know what's in the gossip. Maybe in the news, she is still with Jordan.
We read about this, Ed, last week. Kaylin and Jordan break up, and Kaylin now has a new boyfriend.
Okay, that's right.
That's why we said it sucks that we know the
That's right. Well, you know what? And without even remembering that, then I'm so I'm right. My prediction's right there. And then, like I said, I wonder if the poor little Aaliyah is going to have to grow up, you know, the only twin in the world that has to grow up, you know, independent because the other twin's got a messed up eye and gets all the attention.
Horrible.
And I'm not making light of it. I'm just saying what I saw was I saw Aaliyah having to entertain herself while the baby that had the problem was being coddled and taken care of. You know, but maybe that's just what she needs right now. I don't know. What do you think?
Yes. Well, okay, my predictions are pretty simple, and I think they match yours. I think, you know, we're going to deal with another non-storyline from Chelsea where she's back, you know, Adam breaks up with her one more time, and she's trying to get her life together because Adam's gone for the few weeks that he's gone. And then we have Janelle, who's definitely not over with Kiefer. And I think, if I remember correctly from some of our gossip, they are not over, and it gets a little more heated than what it did this last time. And she'll probably get kicked out once again, and she'll be able to use her jump cables, you know. I think, you know, we know with Caitlin, she is over with Jordan. But who cares? I don't feel like Caitlin can do anything wrong. She's done everything so right. I mean, I know a few of us didn't agree with her moving out of her parents' house and not telling her mom, but she's so above all the other girls. She's so intelligent. And even when she said how long it took her to sleep with this guy, she's always thinking ahead.
Yeah.
So I think she's going the right path. So, you know, if she has a mistake or not, who cares? She's done all where she's at by herself. Who
yeah,
cares?
She definitely is stable. You know, she definitely is stable.
Yeah, she's well up. And who am I missing? Oh, and Leah, I think, you know, I think their line story is going to be at the very end of the show because we all know they're not together at the moment. I wonder if we get to see that on the show, on this season.
Mm-hmm.
Because so far we've seen what they're struggling with, their twins. Maybe we get to see how much they struggle with it and how much it makes puts a strain on their relationship, and then it ends up breaking them up. I don't know.
Yeah, my prediction there is going to be that, and I don't know we don't know what it was that broke them up, but I think it's going to be exactly what he feared. She gets a job and meets somebody.
Somebody.
Yeah, and then that's what I think. It's going to be exactly what he's scared of. So, anyway, with that.
Well, Ed, yes. I have a special segment.
Okay, special segment.
But I need
a special segment.
It requires participants.
Okay.
So, my question is, I want your son and your mom to rate your hosting skills.
Oh, my goodness. Do they have to comment, or is it just like a between 0 to 1 to 10?
Well, mom and son. We always have a bumper at the end of the show that says the views expressed, blah blah blah, are of the hosts. And so, having heard Ed and Isabel, do you guys agree with them?
Oh, go ahead, ladies first. Oh.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you know, that's my son, so I think he's wonderful, and I enjoyed watching and listening, and. I just think he's just gifted, and I really enjoyed it.
Okay, see that?
He gets an A-.
He gets an A++.
Yeah, I think gifted means I agree and support and all of that.
Yeah. Well, that's my dad, so of course I have to give him a 0.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but, you know, it'll make him stronger.
There you go. I like that.
Wow, I didn't understand. I didn't know how it works, but now I get it. Okay.
So, all right, well, there you go.
You heard that, Isabel? Or is she gone?
I'm all for it. I've always said, Eddie, you're a great host.
Oh, thank you.
I agree with you all the time. Maybe I'm just being nice because I know your birthday was a few days ago, but I always say you're a great host, and I love you having you as a host to guide me through.
All right. Thank you very much for being here. I couldn't have done it without you, Isabel.
Thanks.
Okay. But hang on for the buzzy later.
Of course. And we're done.
Almost.
From producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer DJ Jesse Janity, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. If you have questions or comments, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com. And you can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by searching for AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.